A new law aimed at improving justice and safety for Alaska Natives and Native Americans is awaiting President Obama's signature. The Tribal Law and Order Act won bipartisan support and passed the U.S. House yesterday. The president says he will sign it, and in a written statement called it an important step to help the federal government better address public safety challenges confronting tribal communities. It mostly relates to reservation lands and Indian country outside Alaska, but Senator Lisa Murkowski, who sits on the Indian Affairs Committee, says the bill also helps Alaska.
It is a small slice, but I think it is important for us. I think two issues here that rise to the top. First is the assistance with the VPSO positions.
It allows the state and tribal nonprofits that employ VPSOs or Village Public Safety Officers to apply for federal grants. Currently, the VPSO jobs are only funded through state or congressional earmarks. It also lets the VPSOs train at the Indian Policy Academy in New Mexico. Murkowski says one of the big problems with prosecuting serious sexual assault crimes, both in Alaska and on reservations, is the inability to collect and process forensic evidence. The bill calls for the research wing of Congress to evaluate the Indian Health Service facilities and how evidence is dealt with. Murkowski says that's a basic first step toward protecting women.
If you can't do the prosecution, you have people in communities who give up before the process even starts. They say, I'm not even going to press charges because I know that nothing will come of it. And the cycle continues and it mounts.
But one item that would have been a big help to Alaska tribes was stripped out of the bill. It would have called for a $50 million pilot project to allow Alaska tribes to create cooperative partnerships with the state and federal government. The project would have enhanced the authority of tribal courts to locally address sexual assault, domestic violence, and drug and alcohol-related crimes. Murkowski says she'll look for other ways to advance the demonstration project. The director of the state of Alaska's Washington, D.C. office, John Katz, says it was important to the state that Alaska tribes were not given increased criminal jurisdiction as a byproduct. Most of Alaska's tribes are not considered part of Indian country and so don't have the same jurisdictional oversight. Katz says the state got on board once that was acknowledged in the bill.
The Senate bill includes a disclaimer that we supported that we think makes it clear that there's no expansion of Indian country or tribal jurisdiction beyond Indian country in Alaska.
All three members of Alaska's delegation voted for the Tribal Law and Order Act, despite their party differences. Reaction to the bill from Alaska tribal advocates is mixed. Natalie Landreth is an attorney for the Native American Rights Fund. Landreth says many interior villages will be happy to be able to access federal funding again, but she says there is still a gaping hole in the problem of rural justice.
What do you do if you have a DV offender in a community and the tribe's not allowed to serve him with a protective order, not allowed to keep him out, and they can't get someone on the phone to come remove him? You've still got that problem even after this bill.
Landreth says the pilot project that was stripped out of the bill came from recommendations of the Rural Justice Commission in a report from 2005.
It's a recommendation at its core that says local problems can be solved at the local level if these Native communities will be provided with the acknowledgement of their authority or an acknowledgement of their ability to act and some financial support to get there. The project would not have done that for every tribe in Alaska. It would have said, let's just try it and see how it works.
Landreth says the project would not have authorized all tribal communities to have this authority, but it would have given 18 to 30 tribes five-year grants to come up with new ways to deal with sexual assault, domestic violence, and drug and alcohol crimes.